Tim, the game situations, the field positions, is that what got you on the field? Is that something you had planned ahead of time?
I'd say it's probably the field position. Coach Johnson just said, hey, be ready. I call your name, and the situation arises, and you call my name.
Hey, Lawrence, can you talk about the interception and kind of what happened on the play?
We're just playing a basic cover two, and they ran a three-level route, and quarterback tried to hit a hole shot, and he didn't see me, so I was right.
What was it in particular that you guys were doing that presented the opportunities to get interceptions? I mean, there was like six or seven balls, hands-on balls today.
Great pressure by the D-line and linebackers. Just great pressure by D-line and linebackers. It helped us out a lot.
Charles, it seemed like you were running pretty hard today, blocking hard. What was the game like for you?
Definitely. It was a battle out here. I mean, you got the temperature hot as it was, but we were able to fight through it, get some good blocks on the edge, and spring guys, Tony, Dion, Scoot got in a couple times, but we were able to make some plays on the perimeter there.
Were you cramping up at all? It seems like they bent off a couple of times.
Yeah, I had caught cramps the third quarter, but I was able to come back in the fourth.
About the perimeter, did you just find that you were able to make a lot of blocks and maybe they weren't quite used to defending a couple like that?
Or? Oh, we were. I don't think they played the option in a while, but we were able to get our count and make plays on the edge, solidify the perimeter, and that opened up everything else.
I mean, it must feel good to seem like guys were always running up the alley.
Oh, definitely, yeah. It makes our job a little bit easier sometimes. So.
Lawrence, you got two games under your belt now. You're starting to get comfortable out there.
Yes, sir. Just all the older guys, the corner, safeties, linebackers, everybody on the defense is helping each other out, all the freshmen, so it's making my process way easier.
Tim, you got a chance to get some significant work today and meaningful snaps in the goal line, and then you got to run a long couple of series there. What are your thoughts on
that? Any snap is a good snap at this point in time, but coach gave me a wide selection of plays to run, and there's definitely some stuff that I need to clean up, but overall I was pretty fortunate for the snap.
Were you pushing to try and go in and score on that last drive at all?
Oh, it sure would have been nice. I'm sure everybody would have loved that, but we were just trying to run down the clock.
Tim, what was your assessment overall of how the offense played?
I thought we left a lot of points out there, but I thought the offensive line definitely controlled the line of scrimmage. I thought they did a great job. Shaq in particular had a pretty good game. The A-backs were flying around, and they helped us on the perimeter blocking, and when we tossed it to them, they made sure we got positive yardage and even picked up first downs here and then.
The coach said after the game that you guys are 2-0, but that's not the standard. Mm-hmm. He thinks you guys should be playing at. What are your thoughts on it? Kind of where you're at right now.
Definitely. I mean, there's always something to get better at, and we spotted them a few points when we first started off with the turnover, but we were able to fight back. I mean, coming into a hostile environment, this is their first home game here. I mean, we were able to battle through some adversity. I think it'll help us in the long run.
First half 2 weeks in a row.
Just got to start better. Start better. That's it.
Lawrence, did you guys go with the game plan of rolling more guys today because the heat and all that, the humidity down here? Was that something that Coach talked to you guys about?
Yeah, he talked to us when we came down here yesterday. He felt how hot it was. He just told everybody to drink up and be ready. So I just stood by Coach and my time came. I just knocked it.
Charles, how do the guys feel about Tony getting a couple scores on his first end of the game back here?
Oh, we felt good. I mean, it's good. Tony, he's from New Orleans, so to get him in the end zone in front of the home crowd, I mean, that was big. He made some big-time plays, and I was just happy to be out there blocking, so it's a good feeling.
Did you have a block on either of his scores?
The big run I did. Yeah, I did. Yeah, so.
Lawrence, did the game slow down at all, game one to game two for you?
Just more, I don't know, I wouldn't say it slowed down. I just got a feel for how things are going. Got some of the nervousness out from the first game, so it helped me out a lot.
What was the first road trip like? How was the experience?
It was a good experience. So Tulane, to me, I don't know how all the way games is, but this felt like an all-star crowd to me, so I don't know.
Just get ready.
I don't know how it felt like that. It felt like a pretty hostile crowd to me. It was a great experience. Yeah.
You're saying it felt hostile to you, or felt like it was there were like a lot of Tech fans?
The Tulane fans were hostile. Like,
okay.
It was loud. The amount of people that this stadium holds, it was pretty loud, person to person.
Anything else? All right, fellas. Thank you.
Thank you.